Well, while we have no idea how long COVID-19 restrictions will last, we can still choose to make the decision how we are going to come out of it. And one of those ways is to choose to push the reset button, according to life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow. It is good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
When you throw that pitch to people and you say, okay, hey, we're talking about resetting our lives, some people will go, okay, that sounds overwhelming. So let's break it down because you've broken it down into four main areas that we can, I suppose, address. And the first is health and well-being. So let's start there.
Yeah, so health and well-being. Number one, you know, how can you reset your health up? How much water are you drinking a day? Can you add a little bit more water to your day? Or perhaps choosing to have a green juice every day. Just something that goes, you know what, how can I reset? Maybe an extra plant-based meal a week. Mm. How can I do that? You know, how can I improve my eating habits?
Yeah. Number two, then let's continue that theme, reevaluating our exercise routine. What are your thoughts on that? Because obviously that's going to look different for everybody.
Most people, or the teacher at the present time, have a lot more time on their hands. So are you using that to find out what you really like to exercise, how you like to exercise? I know a lot of people are doing home-based workouts at the moment, but, you know, are you walking? Are you, you know, challenging yourself perhaps to increase your strength with some push-ups or... and, of course, my favorite is the HIT. So if you're going for a walk, adding to 20-second bursts of as hard and fast as you can go, types of exercise. So, you know, we all know that both increasing your fruits and vegetables and your exercise can aid your immunity. So we are actually going into winter, remember, so we want to do all we can be doing at the moment to ensure that we're going to build our immunity, and exercise is a way to do that.
We're talking about hitting reset today with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow, and we've touched on health and well-being and exercise, how we can change up the routine. Number three might make some people a little nervous, Sally. Time to reevaluate your relationships.
Yes. Now, isn't this interesting? Now, what's really interesting is what I'm seeing a lot with both my clients, both ends of them, there's been some challenges in relationships, but also I am also hearing from a lot of people is that all of a sudden I am valuing my relationships with my children a lot more. I'm spending more time with my children. All of a sudden I realize I really miss my mum. Mum's been in a nursing home and now I can't get to see her, and that's really making me reevaluate. Perhaps I need to spend more time when this is all over, that I can spend more time with her. So it's really looking at the importance of the relationship. You may be wanting to end a friendship or a relationship that hasn't been good, and maybe this has brought out that, just speeded things up. It's a way of really saying, okay, who do I really want in my life now, and what value I bring to that? What's important in a relationship for me right now?
Yeah, okay. And number four, time to reevaluate our mental well-being. You know, and I think, Sally, you know, when we look at the busyness of life prior to COVID-19, again, a lot of us have now sat in a space and gone, actually, do I want to go back to that sort of rat race mentality?
You know, I think you really said it then. I think a lot of people are saying, do I really want to go back to that again? I know I'm hearing that a lot. Be interesting to see once we're all back if that sticks. But I really believe that part of this time has been us reevaluating how that stress impacts on me, and am I a happy, joyful person, or have I been stressed and I've been missing out? So this is a great time to look at some stress management techniques like journaling to really get your thoughts out, meditation, prayer. As you know, I love to use EFT, emotional freedom techniques, looking at ways that you perhaps in the past have just ignored that stress and moved on, instead of saying, okay, you know what, I don't want to be that person anymore. And so looking at ways that you can support your mental well-being is just as important as your physical well-being.
Four key areas there that we can consider resetting during the restrictions that we're in at the moment: health and well-being, our exercise routine, our relationships, and our mental well-being. And we've been chatting with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow. More, as always, at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Sally, that is awesome. Thank you so much for your time. We will chat next week.
Thanks, Tim. See you next week.